Let us pray. Creator God, we come from you, spoken into being by your word, made in your image. Speak to us now. Reshape us again by your word of love, as a potter reshaping a vessel. We belong to you. Make us as you desire. We pray in the name of Christ and the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from Exodus. Moses said to God, "See, you have said to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me, even though you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." God said, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." But Moses said to God, "All right, but if your presence will not go, do not carry us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people, unless you go with us? In this way we shall be distinct, I and your people, from every people on the face of the earth." God said to Moses, "I will do the very thing that you have asked, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Show me your glory, I pray." And God said, "I will make all goodness pass before you and will proclaim your name, Yahweh." And God said, "I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. That is how you will see me, but you cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live." And God continued, "See, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock, and when my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft on the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." The word of life. A reading from the New Testament, from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. From Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Maker and the beloved Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you. We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We continually remember before our God, life giver, your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in the beloved Jesus Christ. For we know, dear siblings, beloved of God, that God has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. You know how we lived for you, among you, for your sake. You became imitators of us and of Christ. In spite of severe suffering, you welcomed the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. Christ's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to wait for God's only begotten from heaven, whom God raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. The word of God for the people of God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Matthew's gospel in the 22nd chapter. The Pharisees set out to trap Jesus in his teaching. So they sent some of their disciples along with some Herodians to Jesus. And they said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher of great integrity, for you teach the ways of God according to the truth, and you show no partiality but treat everyone equally. So tell us, is it a good thing to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" Well, Jesus knew what they were up to and how mean it was. And he said, why are you trying to trick me? You're just playing games. Show me a coin that you used to pay the tax. So somebody produced a denarius. And he said, so, whose picture is on this coin? Whose image is that? Whose inscription is there? And they said, the emperor. And he said, all right then, give the emperor what is the emperor's. And give to God what is God's. When they heard that, they didn't have anything else to say. So they left him and went away. The gospel of the beloved Jesus Christ. Jesus is so good. They give him a trick question, so he gives them a trick answer. They're asking about taxes. They ask him a question that has no right answer. They're living under Roman oppression. The Pharisees are a group of people who strictly adhere to the Jewish laws, by which they can't pay taxes to Caesar because Caesar claims to be God. And to acknowledge him would be to commit blasphemy. The Herodians are people who believe that Judaism will survive if they cooperate with Herod and the Romans. So they think you should pay taxes. So no matter what Jesus says, somebody's going to be mad. So Jesus takes that coin. Whose image is on the coin? It's the emperor's. Well then, give to the emperor what is the emperor's. And then he turns that from a question about taxes into a question about their relationship with God. And give to God what is God's. Well, what is it that's God's that you're supposed to give to God? Well, just like the coin, what is it that has God's image on it? That would be you. You and me, we are made in the image of God. Sure, give your money to the emperor, Jesus says. Give yourself to God. Jesus knows how to just cut to the quick, get right to the bullseye, and talk about the point. Jesus understands the secret to happiness and the purpose of life. So now I'm going to tell you. So if you're going to take notes on this sermon, here's where you get out your pen. This is it. Are you ready? The secret of happiness is to know that you belong to God. And the purpose of life is to give yourself back. If you know that, you're good. We spend so much of our time and energy and psychic economy trying to belong to the emperor, trying to fit in with the world, trying to make people happy, trying to build up our reputation, trying to manage what people think of us, trying to keep ourselves happy. All these other things that we're trying to somehow belong to. Jesus says, you don't belong to any of that. You belong to God. You are in God's hands. Give yourself to God. I had a friend in one church, Brad, and a lot of times when we parted, his parting salutation, instead of goodbye or see you later, he'd say, be God's. God's beloved, God's possession, God's servant, just be God's. Allow yourself to belong to God. What would it be like to really trust that you belong to God? To know that the only thing you need to do is to give yourself to God. Everything you've got. your health, your capacity, your talents, your skills, your abilities, your time, your energy, the things that you're concerned about, the things you don't care about, the things that make you anxious, the things that you're confident in. What if all of that were God's, not yours? Your time, your money, your income, your savings, all of that is God's. It all belongs to God. All you have to do is give it back. There was a tour group touring Italy. And they began to notice this pattern with this one old guy who was on the tour when they'd be in a shop looking at things you might buy or looking at art or antiques, times when they were at a museum deciding whether they wanted to buy tickets and go see the museum or go to an opera or go on a boat ride. He would check things out and then he would step aside and make a call on his cell phone. And then he would come back and sometimes he would go to the museum or buy the thing and sometimes he wouldn't. And finally somebody said, "Who are you calling all the time?" So he explained. His best friend was this guy named Albert. The two of them were both widowers. And Albert loved Italy. He had wanted to go to Italy all his life. So they had on their bucket list that they were going to go to Italy together. And they planned this trip and they looked forward to it. And then Albert began to get sick and infirm, and there was no way he could go to Italy. So they were going to call it off, but Albert said to him, "No, go to Italy for me. It's as close as I'll ever get." So Albert paid for his tour and gave him his spending money and said, "Just go spend it like I would." So the first thing he did was he got an international calling plan on his cell phone. So he said, "Everywhere we go, I call Albert and I say, 'Albert, we're at this museum. Are you interested?' And if Albert says yes, we go. And if not, we go somewhere else. I found this cool antique or I found something interesting. Is that something you would like?" And if Albert says no, I don't get it. And if Albert says yes, I buy it because it's his money and I want to spend it the way he would. I like it that way." The people said, "Well, that's nice and sentimental, but it's also crazy. You're in Italy. When do you get to see the stuff that you want to see? When do you get to buy the stuff that you want? I mean, Albert will never know the difference." And he said, "I will know the difference. Actually, as much as Albert loves Italy, I love Albert more than I love Italy. And every time I call him, it's like he's here. And we have twice as much fun. That's my favorite part." Imagine that your favorite part of this life wasn't what you wanted, but what God wanted. Because it all belongs to God. It's not your money, it's Albert's money. It's not your life, it's God's life. What if your favorite part was stepping aside and calling God and saying, "Okay, God, here we are. Are you interested? What do you want? What shall I do with your life?" And discerning that and then spending yourself just the way God wants. No matter what anybody else thinks. No matter what anybody wants, even you. Imagine the peace of knowing that you belong to God, that you're God's, and all you have to do is give yourself back. Nothing else matters. When we talk about stewardship, which we will a lot these weeks, people think it means the church asking for money. It's not what it means. Stewardship means knowing that you are a steward of what's been given to you. It's like you're at this great feast and you've been handed this plate of gourmet food and you know It's not for you because you're a waiter. You don't sit down and eat it. Your job is to take it and serve somebody because it's not yours. So it doesn't matter whether you like it or not. You're happy to be in that place where the favorite thing is that you know that you're God's, and all you have to do is give yourself back. All of yourself. Everything. Be God's. Will you pray with me? God, we confess that we're pretty obsessed with what we want and what we like. Help us to trust that we are yours. Help us to give ourselves back to you. God, we thank you for this gift that we belong to you. We pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.